at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 18th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. English Premier League football kicks off Monday's show. Defending champion Manchester City continues its perfect start to the season, as we hear now from Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Belgian football of Ghanaian descent Jeremy Doku, Bernardo Silva and Erling Haaland all netted second-half goals to help Manchester City secure a 3-1 comeback victory against West Ham. The Citizens lead the standings with 15 points, while the Hammers currently lie 6th with 10 points. City boss Pep Guardiola expressed thoughts on his team's performance.
I would say the first half were quite similar to the second. I would say that West Ham had maybe more chances in the second half than the first. We create against that team, the defense so deep and really, really well. We create a lot of chances during 90 minutes. I'm incredibly so proud of the team. And so great win for us, for the problems that we have in the squad, but it doesn't matter, the guys always respond well. And we spoke in the halftime, don't be affect for the result because you are playing really, really good in the first half. And in the second, yeah, we were lucky to start and score a goal immediately and have to be patient, and they had the chances, we had our chances. But really, really good for the way we played.
That's Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola speaking after his team's win against West Ham in the Premier League. Liverpool also came from behind to secure a 3-1 win against Wolves in a match that was played at the Molineux Stadium. Dutch footballer of Togolese descent Cody Gakpo, Andy Robertson and Hugo Bueno on goal secured victory for Liverpool after Hwang Hee-chan had opened the scoring for the Wanderers. The results extended the Reds' unbeaten run to 16 matches, their fifth longest unbeaten run of the Jürgen Klopp's era. Here's the German tactician's thoughts on the match.
The first half was really bad, and the second half was really good. So, do I want to see that every week? No, but for today I take it. Massive 3 points. I thought we were bad first half, but Wolves was really good as well. So that's the truth as well. They did exceptionally well. They played. They caused us so many problems, in especially 1-1 situations with Neto, which we shouldn't have let happen. But we were not able to close the gaps and stuff like this. So, yeah, in the end, massive 3 points.
That's Liverpool head coach Jürgen Klopp speaking after his team's emphatic win against Wolves in the Premier League. Leandro Trossard scored the sole goal to help Arsenal secure their first ever win at Goodison Park since 2017. The Belgians' goal lifted the unbeaten North Londoners into fourth place, while Everton still remain in the relegation zone. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta expressed thoughts on his team's performance.
Extremely happy with the performance, the way we played. Obviously, after 6 years of not being able to do that, that was the challenge in front of us and the opportunity as well. And we looked at everything that we needed to do, and I saw that on the pitch. I think we dominated the game from start to finish. We created a lot of chances, a lot of dominance in the game. We give nothing away. And to do that here, be compliment to the players, because it's not easy at all to do that.
That's Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta speaking after his team's narrow win against Everton in the Premier League. Chelsea were also forced to a goalless draw against Bournemouth. The Cherries are yet to win a game in the Premier League this season, while the Blues have only one win to show from their last five outings. Here's Chelsea's Argentine boss Mauricio Pochettino.
Again, as to talk about that we deserve, but I think we didn't concrete the chances that we create. In the first 20, 25 minutes, I think we deserve to score, but we didn't score. I think on the end was open the game. In the last 15, 20 minutes, I think we wanted to win. Sometimes we start to disorganize our line defensive and try the fullback to go so high and to give Bournemouth the possibility to make some counter-attack and some transition. But I think, yes, disappointed with the result because we want to win. But, of course, with all the circumstances, I think, again, we deserve more, but we didn't get what we deserve.
That's Chelsea head coach Mauricio Pochettino speaking after his team's draw against Bournemouth in the Premier League. Manchester United suffered a 3-1 defeat in the hands of Brighton thanks to goals from Pascal Gross, João Pedro and Danny Welbeck. French footballer of Tunisian descent Hannibal Mejbri scored the Red Devils' consolation goal. The Seagulls have won their last four league games against United and also ended the Red Devils' 31-match unbeaten home run in all competitions. Here's United boss Erik ten Hag's verdict on his team's performance.
We are, of course, very disappointed by the result. But, yeah, it was a game. First half, we played quite well, I think. And we created many chances. But then, yeah, we had two big setbacks. First half, first, the goal against. And then we had a difficult period. But then we equalized just before halftime. And then it was disallowed. And it was difficult to deal with that.
That's Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag speaking after his team's loss against Brighton in the Premier League. Tottenham Hotspur scored two late goals to secure a 2-1 win against Sheffield United, thanks to goals from Richarlison and Dijan Kulusevski. The win marked Spurs' best start in the top flight season since 1965. Tottenham's new boss, Ange Postecoglou, shared his thoughts on his team's performance.
Yeah, I guess from our point of view, it's just really, you know, it's a great way to show how this group are prepared to deal with, you know, adversity we had to today. You know, we dominated the game, just couldn't get the goal we needed, and then, you know, the opposition score, and you're kind of looking at what reaction we get, and it was a brilliant reaction, yeah.
Then Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou speaking after his team's win against Sheffield United in the Premier League. Moving on to the French league, Rennes secured a 2-2 draw against Lille to remain unbeaten after five games. French footballer of Ivorian descent Leny Yoro and French footballer of Guinean descent Bafodé Diakité are both on target for Lille, while French footballer of Togolese descent Laurent Assignon and Ibrahim Salah both equalised for Rennes to force a draw. Lille currently 5th place with 8 points, while Rennes 8th with 7 points. The US men's national team striker Folarin Balogun was also on target for Monaco, who secured a 2-2 draw against Laurent, while Marseille were forced to a 0-0 draw against Toulouse. In the Spanish La Liga, Joao Felix, Robert Lewandowski, Ferran Torres, Rafinha and Joao Cancelo all registered their names on the score sheet to ensure leaders Barcelona emerge victorious with a 5-0 win against Real Betis. Federico Valverde and Jose Lu both scored to seal a 2-1 Real Madrid win over Real Sociedad. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. Still with European football, the UEFA Champions League kicks off this week, and African players are expected to make their contributions in the most prestigious club football competition in the world. For some insights, Iron Mike Mbonye checked in once again with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com, Fisayo Dairo.
There will be a lot of frills and thrills when the group stage of this season's UEFA Champions League gets underway on Tuesday. And I'm very much excited to welcome the most glamorous club soccer competition in the world. Yes, regardless of the outflux of top players from Europe to other parts of the world, most notably Saudi Arabia in the past few months, the UEFA Champions League still remains a glorious and a dream of many players scattered across the globe. Yes, this year's edition is going to be extra special in the sense that a couple of teams from England, Manchester United, and most especially Arsenal, who used to be regular campaigners in the Champions League, are making a return among the big elites in Europe. And of course, after so many years, so it's expected to add much more fun and much more glamour to this year's competition. Well, aside, it's going to be the first time in over 20 years or thereabout that neither Cristiano Ronaldo nor Lionel Messi will be in the UEFA Champions League. So it's going to be the start of a new era. And this time around, regardless of that, also, there are still a lot of abundant talent in Europe that want to show what they've got. They want to play for their names, for their clubs, and they want to have their hand on the big elephant head trophy at the end of the season. So it's going to be as spectacular as ever. It's going to be as exciting as ever watching the best of clubs across Europe and the best of players across the globe gather on the European continent, starting from this Tuesday to the next 9 months or thereabouts, when the winner shall be crowned.
What are your expectations of African players and some of the teams that will play in the UEFA Champions League?
The UEFA Champions League is always a competitive field for any player that participates in it. It's always a business-like environment, and that's why any African player that gets to fulfill those childhood dreams of playing in the UEFA Champions League and listening to that sonorous Champions League anthem, they just have to give their best. A number of them have excelled in the competition in the last few years, from Mohamed Salah to Sadio Mane to Riyad Mahrez, and even more recently, Victor Osimhen scored a number of goals last time. Every one of them know that they are also representing the African continent, and they always have to be at their best. And we have quite a number of them in action in this year's champ competition. For instance, Manchester United, we have goalkeeper Andre Onana, the Cameroonian international whom they just signed from Ajax Amsterdam, and he'll be coming up against his compatriot Eric Choupo-Moting in their very first match in their return to the Champions League on Wednesday, when they take on Bayern Munich, who also still have Nusrea Mazraoui of Morocco in their fold. A lot more top African players across clubs, you know, for Napoli, Victor Osimhen, we have the chance to face Real Madrid in the group stage for Napoli. And we still have other top African players too, the likes of Hakim Ziyech now play with Galatasaray in Group A. Samuel Chukwueze has left Villarreal to join AC Milan, and they'll be coming up against Paris Saint-Germain in Group F. Quite a number of African stars, and like I said, as always, we always expect the best from them.
Fisayo, do you think African players will excel in the UEFA Europa and Conference Leagues?
I believe yes. The UEFA Europa League and UEFA Conference League have always been a veritable ground for the underdogs, you know, the lesser clubs in quote. And it's expected that there will be much more participation from African players, perhaps, than the UEFA Champions League. And we must not forget that African players really excelled in the competitions last year, with a number of them instrumental to the success of the eventual winners. For instance, Sevilla had two Moroccan internationals in their fold, and they had a goalkeeper, Yassin Bono, to thank in that penalty shootout win over AS Roma in last season's final. Of course, they also have Youssef En-Nesyri in their rank. And for West Ham United, that won the Conference League, they had Saïd Benrahma of Algeria scoring in that final, during which they defeated Fiorentina by 2-1. So it's a normal thing to expect Africans to participate and to excel in these European competitions. A number of them will be in action, but we quickly touch on three. Mohamed Salah, the Egyptian king, will be in the Europa League this season with Liverpool. Of course, they used to be in the Champions League, but perhaps it's going to be a one-off. And the Champions League in the Europa League Group E against LASK, Union Saint-Gilloise of Belgium, and Toulouse of France. So we expect to see Salah. Another Mohamed Kudus, who did very well, scored a number of goals for Ajax Amsterdam in the UEFA Champions League last season, has left to join West Ham United, who will now be in Europa League, and they win Group A against Olympiakos Piraeus of Greece, SC Freiburg of Germany, and Bakar Topola. And the final player we're going to mention in is Victor Boniface, the recently capped Nigerian international who joined Bayer Leverkusen from Union Saint-Gilloise of Belgium at the summer. And he has started like a house of fire in the Bundesliga, winning the Bundesliga Player of the Month for August. This time around, Victor Boniface will be playing with Bayer Leverkusen in Group H, where they'll be taking on the likes of Karabag, Molde of Norway, and of course SB Haken. So plenty to expect from African players, and I'm very, very sure that at the end of the day, in these competitions, Africans will make a mark.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Fisayo Dairo, chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to The Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. Turning to athletics, world records in the men's pole vault and the women's 5,000 meters highlighted action at the Prefontaine Classic meet over the weekend in the northwest U.S. city of Eugene, Oregon. Yes, Eugene is the same city that hosted last year's World Athletics Championships. In the men's pole vault, Sweden's Armand Duplantis broke his own world record with a height of 6 meters 23. And earlier, Ethiopia's Gudaf Sege smashed the world record in the women's 5,000 meters, finishing in 14 minutes and 21 one-hundredths of a second. She bested the previous mark set earlier this year by Kenya's Faith Kipyegon by 5 seconds. The 26-year-old Sege nearly became the first woman in history to break the 14-minute barrier for 5,000 meters. Speaking after the race, she said her focus was on the world record, and next year, a big Olympic year, she'll try to get under 14 minutes. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Ethiopia's Gudaf Sege, the new world record holder in the women's 5,000 meters. In the women's 100 meters hurdles in Eugene, 2022 world champion and world record holder Toby Omusan of Nigeria clocked a season's best 12.33 seconds.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us once again with another package of African sports news, and Samson says he'll be kicking off with African women's football.
Reigning champions Asfar from Morocco and South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns will form part of a new exciting lineup of teams that have qualified for this year's CAF Women's Champions League final to be played in Cote d'Ivoire between the 5th to the 19th of November 2023. The CAF Women's Champions League is a premium women's club football competition and will be on its third installment. Hurricanes FC from Equatorial Guinea completed the lineup of teams this weekend when they won the UNIFAC qualifier, defeating regional holders TP Mazembe to secure their tickets to Cote d'Ivoire, and this will be their first appearance. In rugby news, defending champions South Africa flexed their muscles in merciless style as they ran in 12 tries in the 76-0 demolition of Romania in their Rugby World Cup Group B meeting at Bordeaux on Sunday. Scrum half Kabuz Irenach scored a first-half hat-trick as the Springboks secured their offensive bonus point after just 11 minutes. Wing Makazole Mapimpi also dotted down in the first half, completing his own treble with two in quick succession in the second period. Here's a reaction from Springbok coach Jack Nyamba after their second victory at the ongoing Rugby World Cup.
So internally, we obviously had massive respect for Romania, and we really gave them a lot of attention during the week. In a World Cup, there's pressure to execute. So, yeah, but we will probably pick up certain things that they didn't execute that well, and we'll work on that.
In athletics, 5 world record holders in the 6th championships event are among the entries for the inaugural World Athletics Road Running Championships, Riga 23, on the 1st of October. In the road mile, Kenya's Faith Kipyegon could add her name to that world record list as she makes her road race debut and closes one of the greatest seasons any athlete has ever compiled. The multiple world and Olympic champion has already set world records in the 1,500 meters mile and 5,000 meters on the track in 2023. And now to handball news, where Tunisia's under 18 handball team defeated Algeria 29-16 after the 19th Africa Women's Youth Handball Championship Group A Day 2 game played on Sunday in Monastery. Nigeria lost their second match also on Sunday to Guinea with a 23-20 defeat. Nigeria will next play host Tunisia on Tuesday. In other games played on Sunday, Angola won their match against DR Congo 37-13, while Egypt thrashed Morocco 40-12. And now to badminton. Egypt is set to serve as the first host of the 2024 Para-Badminton World Circuit, as it is scheduled to stage the opening event of the year. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world.
Rain on.
Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders.
This is Colonel Sam Amedu, retired President FIBA Africa Zone 3. You are once more listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you very much, Colonel Sam, and I hope you and all our Sunny Side of Sports listeners are having a good day. Cameroonian basketball star Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers is inspiring thousands of children in his birthplace of Yaoundé. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports feature presentation, Moki Edwin Kinzaka reports from Yaoundé.
Young Bama Francis trains with about 20 of his peers at a community basketball pitch in Longkak, a neighborhood in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. The 11-year-old says he and the other teenagers have big dreams.
I want to be a big star like Joel Embiid. I usually watch him on TV, on NBA. And I asked my father, and my father said, He used to play basketball on this very pitch at Langkat.
It is on this very pitch that one of the best basketball players on the planet, Joel Embiid, had his humble beginnings, which eventually made him to travel to America at the age of 16. Daniel Akonu was Embiid's teammate, roommate, and very close friend at Kosenge Basketball Club in Yaoundé. Akonu remembers how the beginning was tough for Embiid. Akonu said he also wanted to travel to America, but God had different plans for him. He says he feels proud that Embiid made it where he could not and valuably represents Cameroon. Among Embiid's admirers is Didier Bidiers, who in 2011 was director of Mba Amote Camp that assembles and helps talented basketball players to live their dreams. Embiid took part at the camp.
We discovered that Joel had a great potential at just 15. He was 2.9 meters tall, and that was great for the team. We thought it was a good opportunity to give him the chance to participate in the youth NBA games in South Africa, even though initially no one trusted his talent.
Pour nous de l'aider à émerger dans le sport qu'il aimait bien.
Didier adds that basketball has lifted Embiid from an unknown person in Cameroon to a world superstar.
Joel Embiid, comme lui-même le dit, son histoire est un film.
Joel Embiid used to say his journey is a miraculous one because he sustained an injury in 2014 on the eve of his pre-selection for Philadelphia side. He had to spend 3 extra years down before officially playing his first game on October 29, 2017 against Thunders, and he got 29 points.
Ils vont gagner le championnat.
But Embiid's decision to become both a French and US citizen in 2022 is causing strong reactions in his country of birth, Cameroon. Many Cameroonians say he should have returned home to help Cameroon's national basketball team that is keeping the dream of qualifying to their first men's Olympic basketball tournament alive after winning their first continental title in the sport. Fabien Onana, however, says Embiid can play for either France or America, but his love for Cameroon never fades.
Bon, en tant que Joel Embiid, en tant que jeune Camerounais, de venir investir au Cameroun.
He says Joel Embiid has already inspired thousands of Cameroonian youths to love and play basketball. Onana says Embiid told Cameroon state broadcaster CRTV that he will give assistance to his country of birth by constructing modern basketball courts and equipping basketball teams. He says Embiid remains a patriot and Cameroon's ambassador in the basketball world.
C'est un modèle. Aller loin et ne pas oublier ses origines. C'est louable.
The NBA announced that 29-year-old Embiid was most valuable player in May 2023. For the sunny side of sports, this is Moki Edwin Kinzeka in Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Thanks, Moki. Finally, the AP's Tom Merriam takes a look at Sunday's National Football League action.
The second Sunday of the NFL season featured big comebacks by NFC teams. The Giants were down 21 to the Cardinals with less than 20 minutes remaining, but Daniel Jones engineered a 31-28 come-from-behind victory with 2 touchdown passes and his own TD run.
We had some opportunities to make plays in the first half. We didn't do it, and I knew that they'd be there. I just had to execute, give our guys a chance to make those plays.
The Commanders overcame an 18-point first-half deficit to upend the Broncos 35-33. The Falcons also staged a comeback, reversing a 12-point fourth-quarter deficit to beat the Packers 25-24 behind Desmond Ridder.
That's what I'm proud of this team and everyone on this team for not giving up, and just keep going out there and just fighting until that clock hits zero.
The defending Super Bowl champs won their first game 17-9 over the Jaguars as Patrick Mahomes threw for 305 yards and 2 touchdowns to make up for some sloppy play.
Too many penalties, too many miscues.
But, I mean, there's stuff that we can learn from.
The Bills crushed the Raiders 38-10. Dawson Knox caught one of Josh Allen's three touchdown passes as Buffalo bounced back from Monday night's overtime loss.
We're done talking about it on Tuesday, so it was just kind of ready to move on, wipe that bad taste out of our mouth. So it's definitely good to move on.
The Ravens are now 2-0 and the Bengals 0-2 after Baltimore's 27-24 triumph. The 49ers, Cowboys, and Buccaneers also want to go to 2-0. Two overtime games Sunday, the Titans edged the Chargers and Seattle won at Detroit as Geno Smith threw a TD pass to Tyler Lockett after his Seahawks won the OT coin flip.
We knew the ball was in our hands. We knew the opportunity was there for us to go win it. And that's what you want as an offense. And I'm just so proud of the guys and the way we got it done.
And in the Sunday night game, the Dolphins topped the Patriots.
Thanks, Tom. And that's the sunny side of